Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching on reigning in life was recorded at our 2012 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Most Christians believe that when you get born again, you were by nature a child of the devil. So you got this sinful nature. And then when you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes and you get a new nature. And they actually believe that they have a dual nature. That you're schizophrenic. That part of you is God and part of you is devil. And you know what? It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe that there's a part of you that is just of the devil, it's sinful, it's evil. If you believe that, you know what? You'll eventually wind up acting that out. You'll resist to the devil for a while because maybe you understand that you're going to be shamed, you'll be embarrassed or whatever. But it, you know, things persist. You just kind of feel like, well, after all, this is who I am. But if you could understand that you have been changed at your core, your nature is changed, and you don't have an old man anymore, and if you could see yourself in Christ the way I was teaching this morning and see that you're righteous as Jesus is, so are you in this world. You were created in righteousness and holiness, and you're pure in your spirit. If you could see that, and if that became your identity as you think in your heart, that's the way you'd be. If you could see yourself that I'm a new person, and I've been a failure my whole life, and I've done all of these things wrong, but in my spirit now, I am identical to Jesus. I have His power and ability, and as quickly as I can renew my mind, I'm going to start acting like it. If you could see yourself that way, I guarantee you, you'd change. The reason most people don't walk in healing is because they see themselves as, well, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. And they believe God can heal, but they don't believe that they have any access to it. They have to pray and get 100 people on the prayer chain to pray and call it down. But if you could ever understand, like it says in Ephesians chapter 1, that you already have the same power on the inside of you that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, Ephesians 1:18. If you really saw that you had this, you would not put up with the problems that you've got in your body. Many of us just let things go and, well, I can still function, I can still get around, I've got pain and I get stoved up and I don't move as well as I used to, but you know what, I'm getting old. And you just put up with it because after all, you're only human. I am not only human. One third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. One third of me is born again. I'm not only human. There's a part of me that's human and I'm susceptible to things the way that other people are. But you know what? Because I know who I am in Christ, if I'll focus on that and be spiritually minded, that spirit man will dominate my physical body and change things. You do not have to just put up with poor eyesight and hurts and pains and this and that and all of this stuff. You can walk supernaturally. Moses was 120 years old and his natural force wasn't abated or his eyesight dim. If that's the way Moses was under an inferior covenant, how much greater now that you have God living on the inside of you and you are by nature a child of God? You can walk in supernatural health. You can walk in supernatural prosperity. You can walk in supernatural joy and peace. It's been, I don't know, 40-something years since I've been depressed. I don't believe in being depressed. Amen. Some of you, well, you can't control that. See, that's the reason you're depressed, because you accept it. You just feel depression, and when it comes, well, I'm only human, and so you accept it. Go take a pill for it. You ought to take the gospel. Find out who you are in Christ and let the emotions that are in your spirit dominate you. I remember being with Derry and Karen, and they were asking me something about healing, and I just remember telling him, I said, I don't believe in being sick. That shocks people. Well, like, you can't control that. Well, don't wake me up. Because that's the way I'm believing. I don't believe in getting sick. So you have to know this, that your old man is crucified with him. So this begs the question, if my old man is crucified, how come it seems like I have this draw towards sin? How come it seems like I lose my temper? How come it seems like it's easier for me to get angry and operate in bitterness than it is to operate in forgiveness? Why is depression easier than joy? Why is healing harder than walking in sickness? If you're saying that I don't have this old man and this power of sin's been broken, why do I still live this way? It says right here, your old man is crucified with him that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth you should not serve sin. You've got to understand that your old man is dead, but it left behind a body. Just like when a person dies in the physical realm, did you know that the Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The spirit is what gives life to your body. This is just my earth suit that I get around in. It's like a car that enables me to go someplace. This is what enables me to function in this environment. But the real me is a spirit. I am a spirit that has a soul and I live in a body, but the real me is a spirit. And when my spirit leaves, this body dies. But did you know it'll stay around for a while? I've actually talked to people who I was wondering why they weren't responding to me, and they were dead. And I didn't know that they were dead at first. I was talking to them and they were dead. A friend of mine, he used to work in Parkland Hospital and he did autopsies on bodies. He was on the 13th floor of Parkland Hospital. And he pulled his body out of one of these coolers on a slab and put it on this table and he brought it over here. And he turned around to get some of his tools to start an autopsy. And when he turned around, this corpse was sitting up and its eyes were open and its arms were dangling like this. And he said he nearly jumped right out the window. He went running out of that room screaming and he got some people and they came back and they checked. And this corpse was dead. But did you know that a dead body still has electrical impulses and a muscle can contract? And this person, it just so happened that their muscles in their back contracted and they sat up and their eyes popped open and he thought they were alive and yet they were dead. The spirit wasn't there, but it left behind a body. Likewise, when your old man, your sin nature died, it is gone. But you know what? It left behind a body. Not talking about your physical body, but it left behind an entire way of thinking. Your old nature taught you how to be selfish, taught you how to fear, taught you how to hate other people and operate in insecurity and everything else. And it's like your mind is a computer. And your old nature, before you got born again, programmed your brain how to work. How to think only about yourself. How to put yourself ahead of everybody else. If somebody hits you on one cheek, you hit them back harder. That's the way the old man programmed you. Now, if you've been born again, your old man is gone. You don't have that old nature that compels you to live like that. But you still got an unrenewed mind if you haven't got into the Word of God and reprogrammed your thinking. This is why the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word transformed is the word metamorpho in the Greek. It's the word we get metamorphosis from, talking about where a caterpillar spins a cocoon. This creepy, crawly thing comes out a beautiful butterfly that can fly. If you want transformation, like from a worm to a butterfly, total transformation, you do it by the renewing of your mind. Your spirit is already changed. In the spirit, you're identical to Christ. You have the mind of Christ. You have an unction from the Holy One. You know all things. You have all faith. You have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. But it doesn't do you any good if you still think like an old man. If you still think, well, I've always been bitter and angry, and that's who I am. In your spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. That's what's in your born-again spirit. Love, joy, peace. All of these things, they're there. But if you don't know that, you'll go by what your old man taught you and you'll think, I'm just an angry person. My whole family's been this way. I've always been type A personality. You know, I hate these little tests that they give you. I actually had Pastor Dean in Charlotte, Pastor Karen's brother, give me one of these personality test things one time. And did you know what? It was scary accurate. I mean, it was scary. Like somebody had been following me around and writing things down. It was scary how accurate it was. Somebody says, well, then why do you not like it? Because it'll tell me how I am right now. But then it'll say, this is who you are on your nature. This is your nature. And they will tell you, you are limited to this. You are bound to this. You can't change. That's wrong. That's wrong. In my spirit, I'm identical to Jesus. I have love, joy, and peace, and power, and all of these kind of things. You could test my flesh and tell me how I am right now, and I may be able to get some benefit out of that and see some areas I need to work on and improve. But I reject that that's who I am at my core, at my nature. That is not true. It's just like taking a snapshot of who I am right now, but it does not limit who I can be or tell me who I am in the Spirit. Only the Word of God can tell me what my spirit is like. Amen. And there are many of you that have just bought into this lie that, oh, I'm a choleric. I'm a melancholy. I'm a type A personality. And you bought into these things and you think that this is who you are. That's what your old man made you. But you are identical to Jesus in your spirit. And if you would go by the Word of God, you could change this mean personality that you've got. And you could become a loving, kind person. Amen? You do not have to be as mean as a snake.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on reigning in life. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2012 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM252 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give you an invitation to come and join me at one of our meetings that we hold all around the states. We have 3-day meetings that we call Gospel Truth Seminars, and they start on Thursday night and go through Saturday night with Friday and Saturday morning meetings, a total of 5 sessions. And then we've started holding what we call Gospel Truth Rallies, and those are just one-night events in a city. This allows me to go to places that I couldn't go for just a 3- or 4-day meeting. But all of them are just tremendous opportunities to sit under the Word, to receive prayer and miracles, and I'd love to meet you personally. So join me at one of our Gospel Truth Seminars or one of our Gospel Truth Rallies somewhere here in the United States.